In our worldview today, yet another independent newspaper is shutting down in Hong Kong as authorities there continue a crackdown on free press. Citizen News announced it's ceasing operations Sunday, citing the deteriorating media environment in the city. It comes just days after hundreds of police raided another pro-democracy publication on suspicion of, quote, seditious material. Seven people were arrested at Stand News, but the editor here at Citizen News says that prompted her organization to reconsider its future. The outlet was the largest remaining independent news organization in Hong Kong after Apple Daily shut down its operations in June. This is just the latest news organization to cease operations since Beijing imposed a sweeping national security law in Hong Kong back in 2020. Well, Sudan's prime minister has resigned following anti-coup protests that have left dozens of people dead in the country. In a speech Sunday, Abdullah Hamdok warned that Sudan was at a dangerous turning point that threatens its whole survival. An alliance between military and civilian groups have ruled Sudan since 2019, but the military effectively took control back in October and temporarily detained Hamdok. He was just reinstated back in November. His resignation comes after Sudanese security forces killed three people in pro-democracy protests over the weekend, bringing the death toll stemming from all of these demonstrations to nearly 60. Sudan had just celebrated its Independence Day on January 1st, and the U.S. has now urged Sudanese leaders to ensure civilian rule and has called on the military to end the violence against protesters. And police in South Africa had charged a 49-year-old suspect with arson following a fire at the National Parliament building. The blaze broke out on the historic building in Cape Town Sunday, causing part of the roof to collapse and wiping out an entire floor. Fortunately, nobody was injured in the incident. Police say the suspect reportedly entered through an office window and set the building on fire. He faces charges of arson, theft, as well as a break-in. He's scheduled to appear in court on Tuesday.